We'll discuss a little Yom Yerushalayim as tonight is Chaf Ches Iyar, the 28th day of the month of Iyar, as we did Birkos HaChodesh this week. Rosh Chodesh is coming up this coming Tuesday night, Wednesday, and the Yontif of Shavuos next week. So we know in 19... Someone had a question?
Oh, no.
In 1940, we all know in 1948, Hey Iyar, we got back Eretz Yisrael after a long time not being under Jewish control. In 1948, we got the United Nations, and basically we got back Eretz Yisrael, but many people did not know we didn't get back Jerusalem at the time. In fact, there was supposed to be an arrangement where it will be an international city for 10 years, and then all the residents will vote which way they want to go, Arab or Israel. But that never happened. And then immediately after, they attacked us. And also the deal was supposed to be that we were supposed to be able to visit Jerusalem, but Jordanians, they let you visit if you wanted to risk your life. If you try to go to the Kotel, they'd shoot at you. So basically, there wasn't any real access, you know, at your own risk. From 1948, we did not have access to the Kotel and many of the Mekomos HaKadosh, many of the holy places. However, in 1967, that changed. In fact, it was a miraculous occurrence. No one was expecting it. In fact, they weren't even planning on taking over Jerusalem, per se. In fact, I think they called the Jordanian king and said, if you don't get involved with our fight with Egypt, we'll leave you alone. But I guess he caved into pressure from Egypt, and he got involved, and miraculously, we walked into Yerushalayim in 2 days. I think it was June 5th, and by June 6th, by the Chav Zayin and by Chav Ches Iyar, the famous statement of one of the paratroopers, 10 a.m. in the morning, Har Habayis Biyadenu. We have the Temple Mount, the area back in our hands, meaning the Jewish people finally are getting to go back to Jerusalem for the first time in many years. In fact, there was only one other time in Jewish history where the Jews lived in Israel, at least that I'm aware of, that the Jews lived in Israel, but they didn't have access to Yerushalayim. That was during the time, like after the Churban HaBayis with the Romans, it was bad, but I think apparently the Jews could still daven, learn, do mitzvahs. But when Hadrian took over and you had the Harugei Beitar, that's when it became disastrous, and I think he forbid any Jew to go into Jerusalem, only if you were a slave. And I think one day a year he permitted it. I think that was Tisha B'Av, that they'll let you go to the day that will let you in to mourn Jerusalem. That's the only day we'll let you in. And in fact, someone said to me, it might be true, there's a minig today among some people who live in Yerushalayim that on Tisha B'Av, they take a walk around the Eir Atika. They take a walk around the city. This to Merames what happened back in that Tisha B'Av during the time of Hadrian. Nevertheless, it didn't happen until 1948 to 67 that we had Jewish control. We had Jewish control over Israel, but we didn't have control over Jerusalem. And on Chav Ches Iyar, that's when we finally, it was miraculous with no one expected it, all the different miracles that happened during all the type of the war. So it's definitely a time where a time of Hakaras HaTov to recognize all the miracles. However you're going to celebrate, whether you say Hallel, you don't say Hallel, that's a halacha question. But to recognize a special date on the calendar, that everyone should recognize that now, as that's Rav Schechter's view, not everyone agrees to it, that Because he said in 1948, there was a lot of, obviously with good reason, great pride. People were saying, it's Chalta de Gula. It's the beginning of the Geula. So Rav Schachter wasn't convinced, you know what I'm saying, but he said in 1967, when we took back Yerushalayim, and all the Torah and things that are going on in Yerushalayim, so he feels we're not at the Geula, there's still a lot more to improve on, but his opinion is it's the Schalta de Geula, that's what he believes, based on 1967, all the miracles that happened there. Others might say it's Ikva de Mashiach, the pangs of the Messiah, a fine line between being Ikva de Mashiach or Ischalat de Gula. However, there might be a couple practical differences, but bottom line is that either way, whether it's Ikva de Mashiach, whether it's Ischalat de Gula, either way, we having back Yerushalayim under Jewish control for most should be a big simcha. In fact, Jeff.
What's the difference between the coming of the Mashiach and the coming of the Gula? Just conceptually.
The coming of what?
It's the difference between coming of the Mashiach and the coming of the Gula. I didn't get it.
No, it's not the coming of. They're saying it's like the birth. It's like the birth pangs of Mashiach is coming. It's not. This is the step before the Gula. Ischalat de Gula is saying is as Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Maisa Bereishis is the beginning of the Gula. But what I assume Rav Schachter means that we're in the beginning stages of the Gula. We're not going to lose Israel Yerushalayim anymore. He doesn't know when it's coming. As opposed to saying, this has nothing to do with the maybe. Someone will take back Israel. In other words, it's like the birth pangs of the Messiah. It's not an Ischalat de Gula. That's why some have a problem with the language. In other words, in terms of when you make the bracha for the Medina, so some have a text Reishis Semich Aseinu, like it's the beginning of the. So not everyone, even Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, he didn't say it in his shul. He says, how do I know? I mean, I'm a hopeful Zionist, but I don't know what's going to be. So that's a more messianic, you know, Rav Kook was into that and all that. So, you know, it's a technical issue whether you want to say that. You could say the tefillah for the Medina without saying it's the beginning of the redemption process. And then there are those who will say they'll do the prayer for the Israeli soldiers, because why not? They're Jewish people, but they won't do the prayer for the Medina, saying Reish. So I said, I think Rav Moshe said you could change the language and say, I hope it's the Reishis Micha Aseinu, as opposed, you know, so the different ways if you want to work. So actually Rabbi Lamb, who had one of the big shuls in Manhattan, he never said in his shul, I think it was Rabbi J.J. Schachter who took over for him, he asked Dr. Lamb permission to change it, and he was okay. If you want to switch it, he said something else, but he didn't have the language of the beginning of the Gula. So either way, so there are practical differences. Not tonight here, whether if you hold it to the beginning of Gula, then maybe you have to give up your life for getting different parts of the land. That could be one of the debates on whether we have to go, you know, the quote unquote, they call it occupied land. It's not necessarily our term. You know, at best it's a debate land. You know, if you think it's the Mashiach and it's our land, so you got to take in them. You know, that could be differences in terms of like what you have to fight for on that. But I just mean on an everyday practical level, whatever you hold, you know, the fact that we have Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh back in Jewish hands, that itself should be at least a mixas simcha. You know, and that's why, as the Gemara says in Tainis, that one of the happiest days of the year is Tu B'Av. And the Gemara marshals many different things that happen. But the one, so we quoted one last week about Lag BaOmer that was relevant, that the Maisi HaMidbar stopped dying, and the students Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But there's a different one, that when Yerovam ben Nevat was the king, he didn't let the Jews be Ola Regel. He didn't let the Jews go up three times a year. So, until Hoshea ben Ela took over, he was no tzaddik, but he took to remove the guards off the roads and said, whoever wants to go up can go up. In fact, different commentators say the Jews were punished because he gave you a right to go up and you didn't go, so it made it worse on them. But regardless, what do we see from the Gemara? Mere access to Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's a day, we were koveya tuba of a mikzah simcha, how much more so when we get back Yerushalayim itself, it should be a day of simcha. Of course, one could argue that's only if we have the Beis HaMikdash also, then it's a day of simcha. Maybe Yerushalayim by itself is not, but you know, that's part. Either way, whether you want to call it a mikzah simcha or not, that's what I'm saying. We still appreciate the fact that we have Yerushalayim. We have access to the Kotel. We have access to all the holiest places we have in Judaism now. We didn't have before, and that's why that's what they point out. So that the Gemara about Tubav. So too. How much more so here in terms of access to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh? And in fact, where is the name Yerushalayim come from? So actually, the Medrash tells us it comes from two different people. It comes from Avraham and Shem. We all know Avraham and Shem, the son of Noach, one of them, also known as Malki Tzedek. He's in the Chumash, but regardless, so Avram called Yerushalayim Yirei. Like, you know, and Malki Tzedek, Shem, called it Sholem. So God said, if I just use Avram's name, Shem will be upset. If I just use Shem's name, let's make Shalom. And he called it Yerushalayim. He combined the names of Avram, the name of Avram, and the name of Shem. And that's how we get our name, Yerushalayim. And the Mesha Chochma points out, what is that, an illusion? What's the message? What do you mean we have two names? Like, big deal, two different names. Like, I mean, besides historically knowing how we got the name, but why, what's the message here? So the Mesha Chochma points out, because Yirei Hashem, that refers to the mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, the mitzvah between man and God, that's Yirei Yiras Hashem. And Sholem, you're a Sholem, you're complete. That you, and that was with, and that's, we know, because Avraham, what did he do in his life? He spread ethical monotheism. And therefore, that's the, you know, recognize God. God's the Borei and the Manig. He created the world and runs the world. And Shem lived during the Mabul. What was the Mabul destroyed for? Because of Hamas, Gezela, people weren't treating each other properly. So therefore, in order for us to have Yerushalayim b'shleimuso, meaning with the Beis HaMikdash, we have to fulfill both parts of the name. In order for us to keep Yerushalayim, it has to be, we have to keep the Yirei part from Avraham, the mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, and the ben Adam l'chavero part from Shem. Because we see being a Sholem, because that's the halacha we see. Let's say on Shabbos, we have halacha of Lechem Mishnah. So let's say you have a big wedding challah leftover. It's like a, you know, you have a 5-foot challah, but you cut off a piece. It's not sholem. And you have a small challah roll. And let's say you have two challah rolls. Do you use the two challah rolls, or do you do one challah roll, one, you know, 4-foot piece of challah? So the answer is we go with the challah roll, because why? We see shleimus is more important than being big. That you have to be a, you have to be a complete person. It's nice to be big in different areas, but if you're big in one area and weak in the other, so you're much better off being a sholem. You got to be a sholem in Torah, in Tefillah, Gemilas Chasodim. In fact, that's the pshat Rav Gedal Yeshur says in the Or Gedal Yahu. The Sfiras HaOmer period is split into three different groups. The pattern after the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, on three things the world stands. On, we know, on Torah, Avoda, Tefillah, and acts of loving kindness. He says these three things, so the three times in the middle of Sphira, we allude to this. The first third of Sphira, we bring the Karban Pesach. That's the time of Avoda. That's the time we work on this all the time, but we especially work on it during the time of, we work on our Tefillah and our Avoda the first 3 days. The middle days of Sphira, Pesach Sheni, we work on our Chesed, because Pesach Sheni, that God did a tremendous Chesed. Someone who was Tamei, Derech Rechoka, who couldn't bring, they missed it. Yet God said, you know what, I see you feel so bad about it, I'm going to give you another chance. The Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on Bin Adam L'Chaveiro. And the third period, beginning from Lag BaOmer and onward, is the time of Torah. As we have one tradition says, that's when the man started falling. And the Chazal tell us that the Torah was given for the Ochlei Haman. In other words, it's an illusion that from the time of Lag BaOmer and on, it's the time of the Torah. So during these three, the whole time period of Sfiras HaOmer, we have to reach Shlemus in these positions. And in order to keep Yerushalayim and get the Beis HaMikdash back, we have to keep the Torah, Tefillah, and Avodah. In fact, interesting, we get two out of the three. Yesterday, we finished the book of Vayikra. And right afterwards, for those who are in shul anyway, we said, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Be strong, let us be strengthened. What is that based on? Why do we have a minug after we finish each book of Moses that we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek after? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas that three things require chizik. I should say everything requires chizik, but three things require constant chizik, even more than other things. And what are they? Torah, tefillah, and parnasa. So what do you mean Torah? That's what we do here. That right after we finish the Torah, chazak, chazak, and then what do we do at mincha time? We begin the next book. We start reading Sefer Bamidbar. Or if we finish Sefer Shmos, we move on to Vayikra. And what do we do every Shabbos? Every Shabbos, after we finish the waning in the morning, Mincha, we go on and we start the next Parsha. That's what we do on Simchas Torah. We finish the book of Devarim, and we don't wait a second. We begin reading from Sefer Bereishis right away. And in fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to Minhag on Yom Kippur. We read Acharei Mos in the morning, and we also read from Acharei Mos in the afternoon, because it's the day the Luchos Shniyos were given. So we find that Torah always requires Chizuk. What about Tefillah? Where do we find Tefillah? So Tefillah, Rav Soloveitchik uses, that's the minig that back in the day, in our prayer book, it says to say Adon Olam every morning. So, but back, not only did they say it, but the Chazan said it. Not just the Birkos HaShachar, but he got up and said the bracha on your talis, on your tefillin. I guess that was the old practice. Either maybe, I don't either, because only one person knew how to daven, or everyone came on time. Whatever the issues were, they made brachas out loud together. So they did that at Adon Olam. They did it together. They listened to the Chazan. And then the Rav Soloveitchik explained, that was the old minig. On Friday night after davening, we say Adon Olam. Because why Adon Olam is, we're beginning the week with Adon Olam, and we're ending the week with Adon Olam, that Tefillah needs Chizik. By the parenthetically, he was against the new minhag. Some shuls have changed Adon Olam to Yigdal. Some shuls sing, he was against that minhag. Besides Tefillah Tzricha Chizik, but the Arizal was, I think the Be'er Heter, they quote the Arizal was against saying Yigdal, period. What could you possibly have against saying Yigdal? Yigdal is a beautiful poem. It's basically summarizing the Yud Gimel Ikarim of the Rambam. Why would anyone have a problem with saying Yigdal or we'll say at least saying Yigdal and Shul. So I'll give you two possible reasons. So Rav David Cohen, a big Rav in Brooklyn, he writes in one of his Svarim that you know why the Arizal was against saying Yigdal, period, perhaps, or certainly in Shul, is because there's nothing wrong with Yigdal itself, but who wrote Yigdal? He quotes, it was from Emmanuel of Rome. Emmanuel of Rome apparently wasn't a good guy. I think the Machaber quotes him once. He says you shouldn't learn his books on Shabbos. The Dvarim B'Telem, he was a poet. And for that matter, you shouldn't read his books at all. He makes fun of Torah scholars. So he quotes him. So people claim, Rav David Cohen claims, not his own, but that Emmanuel of Rome wrote the Yigdal. So that's why we don't want if someone of that ilk wrote the Yigdal, we don't want to introduce it into our prayers. They ask, what are you talking about? Yigdal was written way before Emmanuel of Rome was even around. So he says, no, I know that. But Emmanuel of Rome touched it up. The way we have Yigdal today, that's based on Emmanuel of Rome, which gets into another discussion, not for now, is do if something comes from, let's say, not a great source, but let's say, you know, it's a positive, do we shy away from it, or do we take it? So clearly, Rav David Cohen says the Arizal was against it for that reason. Again, if any shul has a minute to say Yigdal, I'm not saying they shouldn't continue with your minute. I'm explaining, for those who are against the minute of Yigdal, this is why. So one is because of Emmanuel of Rome. Rav Soloveitchik had a different reason he was against. He said it's Chukas HaGoyim. It's following the laws of the Gentiles. What does Chukas HaGoyim have to do with anything? Because, I mean, hopefully we're not familiar with how non-Jewish worship works, but apparently in their worship, they always talk about the Ikari Amunah. So Rav Soloveitchik claims the concept of bringing Yigdal, the 13 Ikarim, into our davening is because the influence of the Gentiles around them. And he thought bringing in Yigdal, obviously not Yigdal per se, but what Yigdal represented, that bringing the Ikari, of course we have to have the Ikari Amunah, but during Tefillah isn't the time we focus on the Ikari Amunah. And he says it's Chukas HaGoyim. Just like he says, mixed seating is Chukas HaGoyim. Besides, you know, because that's, I guess, the first, when the Christians started over, that was the only way you could tell the difference between a Jewish service and a Christian service, because it was very similar then, and they had mixed seating. So he says mixed seating is also Chukas HaGoyim. So either way, that's why he's against Yigdal, either Chukas HaGoyim or because of Emmanuel of Rome. But Tfilat Sarachizek, that's why we need Adon Olam. And Parnassa, as we said in the Birkas HaKodesh, Chayim Shel Parnassa, we all have daigas of Parnassa. Everyone has a sar. Everyone goes through difficult times of making a living and struggling and other things. And that's why and many people are into segulas. So whether you want to be into segulas or not, like there's a big segula, they say on the Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach, you say the Parshas Haman. Some say it every day, or every week. So the Satmar Rebbe was very famous about saying, if you want to say the Parshas Haman, if you want to do the Segulas for Parnassa, make sure you don't do it between 9 and 5. The best Segula for Parnassa is getting a job. The Segulas are secondary. So Torah, Tefillah, and Parnassa, Tzricha Chizuk. So that's what we're saying here, the three tots of the year, Torah, Tefillah, Avodah. So during the Sefirot HaOmer period, which is interesting enough, Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim fall out over the Sefirot HaOmer period. And in order to bring back the Geula, we have to have Achdus. We need to have Torah and Tefillah, but we need to be Adam L'Chaveiro. And that's why during this period, during Sefirah, we have during Yom Yerushalayim, we have to work on the Ikarim. Like we find, it says, we know for the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed basically because of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. And the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, unwarranted hatred to one's fellow man. So, which one's worse? Obviously, they're both bad. But the commentators point out, let's see by how long the punishment lasts. So the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of the big three, or at least, you know, two of the big three. And yet, 70 years later, we started rebuilding it. God has a lot of tolerance when it comes to violating commandments between man and God. But by Ved Adam L'Chaveiro, zero tolerance. If Sinas Chinam brought about the destruction of the temple, then as Rav Kook always pointed out, Avas Chinam is going to bring it back. We have to go to the opposite level. And we have to love a Jew for the sake that he's a Jew to bring it back. And that's what we have to do during this part. In order to bring back, we have back Yushalayim, but to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, we have to be complete. Yirei Shalem. We have to be meticulous in our Beis Adam L'Makom, as well as Mitzvahs Am L'Chaveiro. And that's why we go through that three-pronged period during Sfira. Because Sfira HaOmer is the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah HaTorah. And they have an order, as it says, Vayitzratzvu B'tachtis Ahar. So Rashi writes, Be'ishachad B'levechad. The Jewish people at Matan Torah, they were one happy family. One person, one heart. Why is Rashi a reporter on the scene? Why is he telling me? Who cares that they? So obviously Rashi is telling me a prerequisite for Matan Torah is it had to be Be'ishachad B'levechad. If the Jews were not getting along at Matan Torah, God never would have gave them the Torah. It's not just a happenstance, it's a prerequisite in Matan Torah. And that's what we do, is we count the days between Sfira, one more week left, between another week of Sfira, before we go into the Yontov of Shavuos of Kabbalah HaTorah. So as we come to Yom Yerushalayim, tonight, tomorrow, Chof Ches Iyar, that we got the first step back. Whether it's Chalta Degula, not it's Chalta Degula, I'm not a Navi, I don't know. But the fact that we have Yerushalayim back under Jewish control, to me sounds like, it looks like it was a good idea. Look at all the yeshivas that were open and the Torah study going on. We have access to the Kotel HaMaravi, to most of the holy places. But we're only, let's say two-thirds, we got Eretz Yisrael, we got Yerushalayim. We're still missing the Beis HaMikdash. If we want to get back to Beis HaMikdash, we have to still work on our Beis Adam L'Makom, our Yirei, our Yerushalayim, our Beis Adam L'Makom, and our Chaveiro. And only then we'll have Yerushalayim B'Shleimuso. As there's a whole discussion about Yerushalayim today, whether it's still considered B'Chorbanu or not. Because pre-1967, all agree, if you saw Jerusalem, you had to rip Kriya, like we do by the Kotel HaMaravi. Post-1967, there was a debate among the poskim whether Yerushalayim is still considered B'Chorbanu or not. What would that depend on? It's actually a machlokas Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik about what's the definition. Everyone agrees, obviously, you need the ultimate B'Shleimuso is a Beis HaMikdash. But let's say we have Yerushalayim under Jewish control, but no Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and others, I think Rav Kook, they felt as long as Yerushalayim is under Jewish control, that's enough for the Din of Kriya, that we don't consider it to be Chorbano, and therefore one would not rip Kriya if they see Yerushalayim. However, the Briskers, Rav Soloveitchik, and others felt very strongly, no. Unfortunately, it's great that we have Yerushalayim back, but don't forget we're still B'Chorbano, because according to the other school of thought, where does Yerushalayim get some of its... Why is Yerushalayim special? So if you hold it special because it's the capital of Israel, no matter who's the president, what the UN says, It doesn't make a difference. We paskin Yerushalayim is the cult. Yerushalayim is the capital of Israel. As I like to say, just like we have the halacha by the, it's in contrast, I say, to the halacha by a metzora. Even if you have a skin disease, if the Kohen doesn't pronounce it, it's nothing. We're in baseball season. If the umpire doesn't call it a strike, it's not a strike. But I like to say, in contrast to going to a doctor, if you have an infection, whether you go to the doctor or not, you have the infection or not. So therefore, you got to go to the doctor. It's not, you don't have to go unless he tells you it's infected. So too here, that when it comes to Yerushalayim, so therefore, as long as we pass and it's a political capital, and therefore, as long as it's under Jewish control, that's enough. But the Rav Soloveitchik's view is no. Yerushalayim gets its Kedusha, its special status, because its proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's good. So that's why Yerushalayim has Kedusha, but only because it's close to the temple. Ultimately, we're still waiting to get back the full Kedusha Yerushalayim and the full Kedusha HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash, I think they say over in the Chazon Ish, that I think he said when we got back Eretz Yisrael, so maybe he said we're no longer in Golus, but the Gula is not here yet. In fact, that's the Ramban. The Ramban, in other words, it's two different things. You can have Eretz Yisrael and be in Golus, and you could, and in other words, the Ramban writes on Chumash that when the Jewish people had the Mishkan, it was the Geula, even though they didn't have Eretz Yisrael. But if you have Eretz Yisrael without the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the Geula. So therefore, that's what we're waiting for. And, you know, on this Yom Yerushalayim, when we say in the Shir HaMalos, Ashiva Siyon Hayino Kechomim, we have to be like the dreamers. Everyone likes dreaming. We all have dreams. Well, you know, when you're a child, you do a lot of dreaming. Maybe many adults do a lot of dreaming as well. But we all have dreams, and usually all our dreams don't always come the way, you know, we dream how things are going to turn out later in life. And as we all know, they never quite turn out the way we dream them to be. So to Yerushalayim, we're dreaming. Who could dream that we could have Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim now? But the dream isn't complete yet until we get back the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why as we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim tomorrow, we keep in mind to get it back, we have to be complete to Avraham and Shem. We have to fulfill the total name of Yerushalayim and work on our Torah, Tefillah, Avodah, and of course, Parnassah doesn't hurt either.